What we've been seeing here as we've read this gospel from St. Luke these past few days, very similar to the Sermon on the Mount we read in St. Matthew. Our Lord is giving us a plan of life. Now, in order to understand what this plan of life is all about, first of all, we have to see what is the goal. What is the goal of life, of our life here on earth? And that goal is to achieve heaven, is to achieve union with God. In a word, to achieve a love, a deep love utmost for God. And what our Lord is giving us here is the plan of life. This is how we are going to go about achieving that union of love. And as we read this passage today, we see several ironies. Because it seems like we're going in opposite directions. To love those who hate us and do evil to us. That's what our Lord is telling us. Love even them. We must do good even to them. It's easy enough to do it for those who love us, to those who like us, and those whom we like. But you see, then there is no merit. That's what our Lord is telling us. But if we can do that, same that we would do for those who like us, and those we like, to those who do evil to us, now there is merit. Now we might ask ourselves, why should we do something good to someone who hates us, to someone who does evil to us? God wants us to love them. And why? Because He loves them. And He wants them to love Him too. And that's what we have to show them, how to love God. That's what God wants. Not to hate anyone, but to love them as He loves them. And I repeat, to show that love. We've seen before, we see it many times, but it doesn't hurt to repeat. That is the nature of true, genuine love. It is something that cannot be kept within ourselves. It has to be shared. We have to reach out. We have to share it. And the prime example, of course, is God Himself. His love for Himself is so strong, He had to share it. He wanted to share it. And what did He do? He created all of us to be able to share it with us. So what in the bottom line here is, this is all about, is what is our response to God's sharing His love for us? And ultimately, it is our love in return. Now, how do we show that love? And that's the outline we see given here. By doing good, even to those who do us wrong, who hate us. Always seeking to do good. And even in some interesting good ways, right? We can lend to lend, give out, and don't expect back. In other words, it's going to be generosity. How generous can we be to everyone? How much can we give of ourselves? I repeat, again, the example, prime example, we have our Lord Himself. How much more could He give Himself with His life on the cross? He gave us Himself on the cross. He gives Himself to us day and night in the Eucharist. How much more can He show His love for us? How much now do we show our love for Him in return? And here's how to do it. We cannot be afraid to show that love. For the one, I should say that we have, for the one who loves us so much already, how much can we give in return? And then what does our Lord say here at the end? It will be given back to us. But note how He says it. Good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing. What we get back in the end, it's going to be far more abundant than anything we can hope to give in this life. That's what awaits us in heaven. let us strive in everything to give as much as we can with that hope, with that great hope that awaits us in the abundant overflowing that will be ours in paradise. Praised be Jesus and Mary.